Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said as of today, there will be no more evacuees housed in schools. The Prime Minister said persons who were in these schools would be moved into an alternative accommodation by the end of today.
By the end of today, we should be in a situation where we have no school remaining as a shelter, because there's the Bible Methodist School, which has 13 persons, and Kingston Government, which has 3. Those are the only 2 schools remaining. And they had the challenges because a couple of persons in those shelters had COVID. They should have been moved since Monday, as advised. But I was told this morning by the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Education that definitely they're being moved into alternative accommodation today, before the end of today. So that's a very important development. We have to remember that those schools, like other schools, we have to finalize all the repairs on every one of them and do the cleaning and the like. So those are 2 late starters, so to speak. But we shouldn't have too much of a difficulty with those.
Dr. Gonzalez said repair work is also continuing on a number of schools across St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
The repairs are continuing at all the schools, and those which are being built, like the 2 schools out at the tarmac of E.T. Joshua, they are being completed. I think they had a hold up in a couple of places, including there with toilets. I think, you know, there was a shortage. Apparently they had bought out so many toilets that the suppliers ran out. That's what I was told. The one in Beckway is going along fine, for the Beckway Community High School. And also they're finishing up at the replacement school up at Montyong.
And Dr. Gonzalez said housing repairs are also continuing, for which he will soon receive a report on its progress.
The housing repairs are going on. I'm supposed to get a report. I spoke to the permanent secretary of housing on Monday. I'm hopeful that I'll get the detailed report of the repairs, numbers, at what level 1, 2, 3, 4. And of course, we are in the process of completing the batch of 27 houses, the first batch out at Orange Hill. And we have resources lined up to do further construction.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.